This is Wade Rathke, the Chief Organizer's Report on back-and-forth boycotts in the time of Twittering Trump. LeBron James is a stand-up guy, one heck of a ballplayer. The other day, as the world champion Cleveland Cavaliers traveled to play the New York Knicks, he claimed he wasn't making a political statement but exercising personal preference and declined to stay in a Trump-branded hotel. Most of his teammates followed him, though they all came on the same bus to Madison Square Garden. These Trumpster hotels, even ones where he is no longer getting any moolah, like the one most of the Cavaliers declined to sleep in, are no doubt items of curiosity as people try to get a grip on some kind of touchstones that might help understand the young incoming president. But undoubtedly there will be many that decline to stay at the hotels, eat in his restaurants, or golf on his fairways, personal preferences and the American way of low-threshold, silent personal protest being common for many. On the other hand, ethicists and virtually all of the former Republican Democratic ethics lawyers employed at the White House note that many, including foreign governments and corporations by the legions, will flock to stay at Trump-branded hotels, particularly the new hotel in Washington, D.C., in hopes of currying even the least favor. To the degree such birds of a feather do come together, it's easy to imagine that these properties may become the playground and business watering and resting holes for countless minions of the right. Whether it's a real boycott or LeBron-style personal preference, he and many others can now also add to that list, resisting a Hardee's roast beef or a Carl's Jr. burger and start covering their eyes every time one of the new Secretary of Labor's salaciously politically incorrect hottie commercials airs with one of his juicy offerings. Forget about watching the fantasy matches of the World Wrestling Federation as well. Likely, the list will grow. Meanwhile, the hater baiters over at Breitbart.com are mad as always at the top of their lungs, calling for various corporate boycotts by their alt-right Mad Dog website base. Corporate boycotts and right-wing conservatives? Yes, it doesn't sound right, but that's what Stephen Bannon's boys are up to over at his old job before he became Trump whisperer as his chief strategist. Here's the Breitbart beef. A bunch of straight-laced, big-name, brand-A companies pulled their ads off of Breitbart.com once their big brass and their public relations folks started coming to grip with the corporate risk of being identified with a racist, misogynist, hater outfit bundled under the umbrella of the alt-right. Though the Breitbarters would have you believe they're all about free enterprise, they don't like it when it's not going their way, so they have declared various boycotts to try and bully the ad money back into their pockets. Their current target is Kellogg's. Not surprising, but it's big consumer footprint. They have big boycott signs on their website with pictures of boxes of cornflakes. But what's the message? GMOs? Nutrition? Calories? Hardly. Whining about losing money? Oh no, they can't go there with their base and disclose the real facts. Instead, they drag up fake news attacks they've generated about the Kellogg Foundation and the claims of the terrible grants it has made supposedly to George Soros and the Ties Foundation based in San Francisco. Really? Grants to Soros as his own foundation from his mega billions? And Ties because they funded progressive environmental, community, and human rights causes for the last 40 years almost? Executives at Kellogg's are probably worried more about the latest weather report in Michigan than they are about any Breitbart bully boycott. And sadly, as Trump continues to court his base, he probably cares less about LeBron's personal preferences or any of the rest of our concerns, though his daughter's brand and sales have reportedly been impacted in places like New York City. Nonetheless, we all have to do what we can, and maybe boycotts are coming back as weapons for progressives and even for conservatives that have usually shunned them. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.